Alzheimer's is not just a disease. It's a slow and agonizing darkness that falls over an individual and draws their family and friends into it as well. As the baby boomer generation ages into that range when Alzheimer's is more likely to strike, the need for awareness and education is equal to that of research and care. My next guest joins us to preview an upcoming event coming to New Jersey, which will offer that empowerment of knowledge for those dealing with Alzheimer's. He is the CEO of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, Charles Fischillo, Jr. How are you today, sir?
Doing terrific, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
And the website for Alzheimer's Foundation of America, and learn more about this and their other events, alzfdn.org, alzfdn.org. What we are talking about is an event coming to Rutgers University, the Bush Student Center in Piscataway, October 29th from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. It's, as I said in the intro, Charles, it's really the education that empowers the people dealing with this darkness. Is that basically the goal of what you set out to do with this event?
Absolutely. It's right on target. The conference is free. It's open to the public, and it's designed to connect people with information about Alzheimer's disease, offer free memory screenings, allow them to connect with local resources. But it's why we were founded many years ago as a place to go for guidance, counseling, and support. You can't go on this journey alone when Alzheimer's walks into your front door. You know, it's so critically important that you have the knowledge to understand about the disease, what to expect, and build a team.
One of the programs during the event, too, is it's called Unraveling Alzheimer's Disease, because, unfortunately, that's all we have right now. We know what it is. We don't know why it is yet. But
that's exactly right. So Dr. Peter Davies, who's part of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America Medical Advisory Board, and he's the director of the Litwin Zucker Center for Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders at Feinstein, will be the keynote speaker, and he's going to talk about, you know, what is Alzheimer's, how does it affect individuals, what's the current state of research, what's to look forward on the horizon, and it's so critically important that public hears from somebody like him.
You mentioned the screenings that you're doing on the 29th, too, because when you look at the early mild stages of Alzheimer's, things like forgetting words, misplacing objects, forgetting something you just read, asking a question over and over, not remembering the names of people when you meet them, those are all things that we could easily dismiss as, well, I'm information overload, I'm tired, I'm getting old. People miss those, the significance of those early stage symptoms.
You're absolutely correct, and a lot of times people are in denial and say, well, they're just getting older. But Alzheimer's disease is not a normal part of aging. I mean, that's critically important that people understand that. This disease can affect individuals of all ages, and we've dealt with families whose loved ones have been in their 30s. But, you know, I always like to say that if you see the signs, recognize them. Don't be in denial and address it right away, because there's many things that could affect your memory, such as a vitamin deficiency, depression, a thyroid issue, sleep apnea. All it could be treatable if not corrected. But you're not going to know unless you go to your primary care physician or obtain a memory screening, which is what we're offering free at the conference. It's 10 minutes. It's confidential. It's non-invasive. It's a series of questions and to test your skills.
Because, again, it sounds weird to say for a lot of people, but guilty as charged. If I feel something's wrong, I'm not going to admit it. I might do self-treating or do one of those stupid things. When you go to like a WebMD, you're always going to go drift to the worst possible diagnosis there is on there, as opposed to what the sensible reality is. But a lot of people just don't want to admit that maybe that they're human. I guess you might want to say.
I agree with you, but that's why you have to address it. And again, if you are, as you mentioned it, forgetting words, forgetting something that you just read or it's somebody you just met and kind of having trouble making plans or organizing, and these are all on our website, which you mentioned, you need to address it right away, because if this continues, it's not going to get any better. But if you address it, you could do certain things in your life to choose a healthy lifestyle.
Talking with Charles Fischillo, Jr., who is the CEO of Alzheimer's Foundation of America, their website, alzfdn.org, talking about their Educating America tour coming to New Jersey October 29th, 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at the Rutgers University Bush Student Center in Piscataway. More info, obviously, with that and their other events at alzfdn.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking at the agenda for the 29th as well, you talk about, and you referred to this a few moments ago, too, the care partner team, because the team is a necessity at all levels, both medically as well as your inner circle of personal family and friends, to encourage and console as much as possible, not just treat and cure.
That's absolutely correct. You know, when this disease affects a loved one or somebody you're caring for, it's critically important that people around you know it, because that individual's life is going to change, moods, behaviors are going to change, and the better educated and better understanding an individual, whether it's family or friends, knows of what the condition is, what the disease is all about, the better off they can accept it and help and be part of the team. Now, the conference is going to start off with Dr. Peter Davies talking about the Alzheimer's disease, and then we go into our next workshop by Gene Saunders, who's the CEO of Project Lifesaver International. And something that's critically important, Chris, is how do you safeguard your home when you're caring for somebody? And Gene's going to go into that. Then we end the conference with a panel about understanding what long-term care is about. These are all topics that are critically important when you're going on this journey, and we want to be there every step of the way.
Probably when you talk about Alzheimer's and you said long-term care, maybe a lot of people's minds go to the dedication Nancy Reagan showed to Ronald Reagan when he fell to this illness. And, you know, the privacy being what it is, that would have been an educational story if Nancy ever did tell everything that she did. I mean, we heard bits and pieces from various people over the years, but it is really the people around the Alzheimer's patient. Dedication probably is the anchor word.
It is. And, you know, we want to also teach the caregiver how to take care of themselves, because what one thing that's so critically important for a caregiver is to avoid caregiver burnout, because this is overwhelming both physically and emotionally, and it changes everybody's life. So for preparation for that. But long-term care, you know, Chris, there's certain things that you want the individual to be part of the decision-making if they can, whether it's legal, financial, or health decisions. You know, that's where the whole team comes into play.
Looking through your website, too, you have all these, really, this wealth of information. Just some of the topics just help people understand, I think, even before they click on the view icon to view the actual documents: eating tips, fall prevention, incontinence, mild cognitive impairment view. There's just so many nuances, and they come in, there's so many variables of when each is going to strike each individual person. That's got to make it tough for the medical profession, too, to understand. There's no fixed timeline for what Alzheimer's is going to do to someone and when that person is going to get to that point.
That's absolutely right, and everybody's different, and that's what the conference is all about, to empower individuals, to let them know more about this disease, let them know that there are services that are available, but how critically important it is to build a care partner team of your family and friends to deal with this, because, you know, the medical profession cannot do this alone and work with somebody or treat them. You know, what happens when they go home? Who's going to care for them? Who's the care partner? Who are the caregivers? How do we better educate the caregivers? And that's what this conference is all about.
It sounds like a cliche, but it is a fact, and a fact of life in this case, that knowledge is power. And that is one of the purposes of the Educating America Tour coming to New Jersey from the Alzheimer's Foundation of America on October 29th from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at the Rutgers University Bush Student Center in Piscataway. You can go to the website, alzfdn.org, for more information. You can also call 866-232-8484 to register. This is a free event, by the way. So there is, again, for what you're facing and what the individual in your life is facing, this is one of those must-do events in your life. There's also free memory screenings that will be offered at the conference. Again, to register, get more information, 866-232-8484, or visit alzfdn.org. We've been speaking with the CEO of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, Charles Fischello. And Charles, thanks so much for the work you do that brings some light to these families that are being trapped by this long, agonizing darkness. You make a difference in those lives. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me on.